time right now, coming up on 8:14. It's a Tuesday morning. About this time each Tuesday, we check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Susie Cloy generally with us, reaching out, as she does as outreach and communications specialist for the Asbury group as a whole. But joining us this morning, a frequent guest, and glad to see her back here. Well, I can't see her, but I can get ready to hear her, Tammy Peter, who is director of Stedman Hill as a part of the Asbury Place several campuses. Good morning, Tammy. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I am great. Good morning, Carl. Good to be here. Always enjoy coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So as it feels like spring is already here. Now, I don't know if we can actually go ahead and say that. The calendar won't let us say that. But nevertheless, Stedman Hill is experiencing, like most of us here, the sense of springtime, and that always brings to mind a sense of rebirth. And really, at Stedman Hill, it's a chance for a new lifetime for many, many of your residents. Is that right, Tammy?
Yes, absolutely. Just with, you know, everything that we offer, we know that at this time, it seems like even our tours are increasing. So, you know, just a lot of movement, I think, goes around when spring is coming. And so definitely we want everyone to think of Stedman Hill when they're looking, you know, for a place for their, you know, loved ones, and just the great care and everything that we give. We definitely think it's just a great opportunity for them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, too. So you have the memory care at Stedman Hill for assisted living there at Stedman Hill you're on Bloomingdale Pike, I believe. Is that correct, in Kingsport?
Yes, we're 1300 Bloomingdale Pike, Kingsport.
Right, okay, yeah, just north of Kingsport as a whole. And I know this, probably you encounter this a lot, Tammy, as you will have folks come to you and say, I'm really concerned about my parents, okay? They are getting older. They need more and more help. When someone comes to you like that, how do you sit down with them? How do you counsel them? What do you say?
Well, we definitely take in consideration knowing this is their loved one, and they, of course, want the best care that's out there. So we just start walking through things maybe at home that they're seeing that would, you know, gear them that way, that they need more assistance. And and then, of course, we want to tell them and go over all things that we offer. One of the great things when we go into, you were talking about the memory unit. So knowing that that is, you know, it's a specialized unit for just specialized care. So our nurses are back there. We have our CNAs. We always have that close observation 24 hours a day. We also have a beautiful courtyard, and I always like to talk about that. The weather's getting warmer, and
yes, indeed,
it gives them an opportunity. They get to go out. They can go outside and just enjoy the weather, which is so important for us, for them. You know, it just stimulates us, and that overall just feel good when we've had moments outside. But knowing in the memory care, you know, we still offer therapy, which is so important. Anytime that, you know, we just need that strength building, we have, you know, therapy is so great for that. Laura, our activity director, she spends a lot of time in the memory unit. So activities is just so important for them. Stimulates them, just keeps them motivated and moving. And one thing real great, just housekeeping, talking about that, knowing, you know, we help maintain and clean their room so they don't have to worry about that and the maintenance. So it's just an overall, just that great care that they give. And you never can forget nursing management with medications. That way they do not have to worry about their meds. We do take care of all of that. So it's something I definitely want to go. I go over all of those pieces with anyone, you know, when they want to know more about Stedman. And I think when we give the tours and they walk through the building, that is their, they just love it because the environment is just so friendly, and residents, even during mealtime, that's a part of socialization for them. So just that tour alone, I mean, definitely come out and get a tour, because you can see and just feel the, you know, the difference. Stedman is just a great place to be.
I would imagine, too, that one of the questions you quite often get from adult children who are asking about their parents is the fact of safety and security. I know as folks age, both of those become priority.
So, yes, absolutely. And even at Stedman now, in our memory care unit, mm-hmm. So that is a unit that... if they have dementia and, you know, just even if we do have some residents, say high risk, you know, they do want to go out. So it is where the doors are kept locked. Of course, there's that code and everything. We get in and out, and they do come off the unit, too. You know, we have the activities director. So they go out for scenic drives, and so they still come off that unit. But the wonderful thing, it is a secure unit. So they know that their loved ones are safe. Rounds are conducted continuously. So, you know, when we're doing rounds, they're, you know, just watching for things in the room that just to promote safety for our residents. So it is something we're constantly going over, education. The PCA, CNAs are just very well-rounded and just paying attention to those details.
Yeah, thinking out loud right now with Tammy Peter, director of Stedman Hill in Kingsport, a part of the Asbury multiple campuses there. Something I noticed that, now you have probably touched on this in the past, but I just thought maybe a little more detail. Sensory surround, thought to be one of the most important aspects in senior living design, and Stedman Hill pays quite a bit of attention to this. What does that actually imply, sensory surround?
So that, the when you think of the sensory surrounds, it's the things that can stimulate you, smell, taste, seeing, hearing. We have a great system. It's the Eversound, and Laura, our activity director, uses that a lot to enhance just hearing when Bible study, for instance, that it's, you know, you have microphone and your earphones, but you can hear exactly, like you're just detailed of hearing everything around. And knowing that even with us, you know, if we say, you know, smell something that is just a beautiful smell, something that we enjoy, how that just stimulates us even more. Just can bring back good feelings, good moments, even good memories. So she really pays attention to all of those when she's doing activities with our residents.
So, yeah, so sensory surround really involves focusing on, as I understand it, focusing on the individual's sensory abilities, using their own senses and really enhancing those, or at least bringing them up so they feel comfortable with everything that they sense, whether it is, you know, like you said, an aroma or perhaps something they see and so forth there. I think that's a wonderful way to really provide what seems to me to be, it would be a sort of a, if you will, a sensory cushion, a comfort type of thing, almost like a sleeping bag or one of those snuggly things that you get on the couch when you're watching TV and wrap yourself in.
Yeah,
I'm extending my understanding of that, but I get the impression that's kind of what that's like, too.
Yeah, and absolutely. And you're so right, Carl, because even, you know, it just puts them, just in that comfortable home living mode where that's what we want them to feel like. You know, it's just, you know, part of the, you know, going from home to Stedman, that they do feel like they're in that, you know, like you were saying, you know, just in the evenings, you know, that comfortable, that you sleep better. So, yeah, it's just definitely an extended with that. And I think she does. We all do. We do so well with that at Stedman.
Yeah. Thinking out loud with Tammy Peter, who is director of Stedman Hill in Kingsport, part of the Asbury campuses located across Kingsport. Tammy, if you will, tell folks how to get in touch, because I know we probably hit a number of folks who are saying, yeah, I would really just like to learn more about Stedman Hill. No obligations, just want to learn a little more. How do they do that?
So we have Susie Cloyd is our marketing director. And you can reach Susie. Her website is scloyd@asbury.org. And her the work phone number, 423-830-8502.
Very good. All right. Susie, of course, can answer any particular questions. And if they're related toward the services offered by Stedman Hill, then she can coordinate with you and move forward from that angle as well. Always a lot of fun to think out loud with you. Tammy Peter, you take care, and we'll do it again soon, okay?
Well, thank you. Yes, absolutely. And happy spring. That'll be coming soon.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes. Thank you, Carol.